League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo, and...
Kev on stage.
Me too.
And Zay Zay. She is back. In case you couldn't tell, we are talking about Mandalorian.
Did you have... Where's the child?
Oh, yeah, I should have brought him. You didn't tell me.
Bring the child to me. And now the child has been returned to me.
Zay... Or Baby Yoda used the Force to teleport. He used the Force to teleport. Himself or Tiziri.
This was my child, but
I took him.
Isaiah.
Why did you get that? You guys don't. Neither of you have had toys.
I don't care.
It's not really a toy.
The child must be protected.
Collector's item. You don't really play
you
with
don't
it.
Have collector's items either.
We now want them because we love Grogu.
I hate that name.
Save Grogu.
That name's just. Because.
The child was like the child was super like mystical.
Yeah, I didn't really want them to give him a name.
Yeah, the child was like, oh, where is the child from? He's like 50.
It's so much more mysterious.
Then he has a name. He's like Grogu. He's like,
and I don't really like the name Grogu. It's kind of weird.
It's like
Yoda Yaddle Grogu.
I know not Mandalorian. Star Wars has a lot of weird names. But Grogu?
Yeah.
At least the names are memorable.
Yeah. Oh, memorable. Grogu's memorable.
Grogu's memorable.
But also, if he would have known that the name was Grogu at the beginning, you wouldn't have thought anything of it. Yeah. It's only because it was called the child for two seasons.
It's
because
they waited so long to tell us.
Yeah. So when they finally said that, we were like, that name sucks, though.
It does.
But he was like, what's your name? He was like, Grogu. He was like, oh, okay.
I don't like.
So where do we start, Joe?
Well, I guess we could go from characters.
Let's just talk about the season finale of season two. Okay. Spoilers ahead if you are not caught up throughout The Mandalorian season two.
Oh, yeah. We can't not.
We're just going to go with the reason we're here.
Okay.
The final episode, episode 16.
I want to save that for last, though, because it's the most exciting.
I want to talk about it.
Okay, fine. If you guys want to talk.
Yes, thank you for being a gracious host.
That was an awesome moment.
You guys don't even understand. Me, Zay Zay, and JoJo were literally screaming and jumping around
when the X-Wing came.
I was really thinking like, oh, that must be, what's the girl's name?
Ahsoka.
And then when I saw that was one lightsaber, I was like, that's...
We're just like
that one lightsaber, and you didn't see the color. Was like,
and then it cuts to the green, and you're like, "Yeah, that's the
green." Yeah. I remember
you knew it was Luke, but you didn't really, because at first it was a lightsaber, but it wasn't two, so it's not Ahsoka.
Yeah.
You didn't know the color, so it could be any Jedi or Sith. Then you saw the green; it's just obvious.
It's obvious. It's Luke.
It's so obvious.
I remember when Grogu was. On the, like, you know, thing to, like, blast his power out. Mm-hmm. What was that? The Seeing Stone?
Yeah, that one.
I was like, please, Luke. Because anybody could have came. Like you said, Sith or Jedi, anybody who was Force sensitive could have came. And I was like, if it's Luke, everybody's going to pay. And then when the Dark Troopers...
Imagine if they paid for season 3. They would just get so much money.
Dude. The Dark Troopers... The Mandalorian, it took everything in his power to beat one
of them.
Yeah, and then Luke was just like...
And he had...
He was fighting them like they were regular stormtroopers.
Yo, he was fighting them like they were this. It was like...
That was awesome. It was like...
Mandalorian used fire.
He used
fire and whistling birds is undefeated. Mm-hmm. When he uses that, he wins.
Basically. Sometimes this is the fire, but I mean,
sometimes,
it's kind of
because actually, as I remember,
best guard, it took him forever to beat that, and then Luke was just.
I like how they
like butter, man.
They really showed how strong they are, because the Mandalorian has barely even been beat.
Like, no, he has
like in a one-on-one fight, he won against the...
The only good fights he's had against Ahsoka and the Rebel Dropper, what's her name? Gina Carano's character?
Yeah, and then those, he wasn't trying to beat them. He was just trying to...
Yeah.
And he was trying to kill the robots because they were trying to kill him.
He put on fire, and the thing was just like, fire means nothing to me. It went like up his stomach, you know? And I was just like, oh my God. And he's the best fighter of the people who were on that ship. Well, Boba Fett's pretty legit. But Boba Fett wasn't on there.
Boba Fett wasn't there.
He wasn't there. He was out of there.
Yeah.
So there was, what, like 20 dark troopers locked in that
thing? I think there were more.
There was a lot.
Yeah, there was around 20.
So they were just like, outside of that door, they were just like,
boom.
Boom. And Moff Gideon was like, sucks to be you guys. You guys are gonna die.
Remember what he said?
Everyone in this room is dead.
Except for me.
It's such a funny line. He was like, oh, but sucks for you, not for me.
And then he saw the X-Wing, he was like,
yeah. Once he knew it was Luke, he was like, I'll kill you, girl. He tried to kill Bo-Katan.
He tried to hide the gun. I didn't.
And Grogu. And then he tried to commit suicide. They're like, not so fast. Man, Luke, and Zay sent me a video of Darth Vader and Luke, like, stacked on one another.
That was so awesome.
And it was, the only difference was Darth Vader was holding his lightsaber this way, and Luke had his hand open.
What do you mean stacked on top of each other?
Like, it was a video of a, it was like Darth Vader on top, and they started at the same time. They were both just, the best kill was when he forced crushed the,
I liked the when he trooper. Spun and then dodged the blaster bullet with his lightsaber without even looking at it. Oh, that was cool to me.
I love when Jedi block bullets.
It's the best!
It's just zoom, zoom, zoom.
It was so good!
Like, yep. they never run. It's
just, no!
And I'm glad we didn't see his face as it was happening too, because I didn't want it to be ruined by the Uncanny Valley stuff.
The what?
The Uncanny Valley stuff, like his face being all weird.
Oh, the like, what's Uncanny Valley? Is that like CGI?
It's when, you remember Leia in Rogue One? It's when they like...
Age?
Or de-age actors and it looks weird and it kind of ruins the immersion of the scene. So I'm glad they put his hood on, because that would have ruined it.
Because when he was talking, he was like...
His face was weird.
It was so weird.
I am Luke Skywalker. May the Force be with you.
Why can't they just get younger actors? Have somebody else, like...
I don't know why they just get lookalikes.
Or just say, hey, this guy... Well, I guess you can't do it before, because it was like a surprise that it was going to be Luke. But, like, hey, it's okay if that guy's old. Mark Hamill's, like, super old now. He's, like, not super old, but he's too old to play himself young. Did he do the voice? Do you know?
I don't know. It didn't sound like him, kind of.
Well, I don't pay attention to that stuff, so I'm all in. But do you think
it was a little bit better that it was? It looked like exactly like Luke, and you just were like taking out a little bit about the.
Yeah, I think it was better, but I honestly would have been fine if it was just a look-like actor.
Yeah, me too. Because you would have known it was Luke because he had the black glove. He was. First of all. The thing I like the most about the Mandalorian time period is it's like 5 years, so like 5 years after the last Star Wars, or the last of the first three movies.
So
Luke is super young, and he can come back into other storylines. You know what I mean? Like, they can make a whole Luke storyline if they wanted to. I doubt they will, because I think it looks like they're gonna use
the Mandalorian and Boba Fett.
Mandalorian, Boba Fett, Obi-Wan, Ahsoka, they all have their... Wait, Mandalorian has his own series. Boba Fett has one.
Boba Fett.
Ahsoka has one. And Obi-Wan. So you could see Luke in those other, you know what I'm saying?
I really like the crossover stuff. It's just so cool.
I think they use this whole season to just introduce all the other people.
Boba Fett, man.
That they're having. Yeah, Boba Fett was
He was awesome.
I really like Star Wars because there's a lot of stories that are happening at the same time. And you have to, like, I don't keep track of it. You guys tell me.
Me, we nerd out. Me and Taze are like, the episode's over. YouTube videos, tell me what I missed.
Oh, man.
I thought that was police. I didn't realize the sound was on. I was like, I don't even see no police car. Okay. I'm a little hungry now that that thing startled me.
So anyway, ad time.
I sure would like a snack, JoJo. Do you have any ideas on how I could eat?
Yes, with HelloFresh. Warm up this winter with fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. You. Yes, you. I'm breaking the fourth wall. Yeah, I'm looking at you. All right, moving on. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and still enjoy high-quality veggies and proteins, so you can turn those New Year resolutions into reality. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. I did not know that.
It is. The best meal kit ever. We use HelloFresh all the time. We're a very busy family. And in order to not be eating a whole bunch of fast food, frozen food, delivery services, HelloFresh brings us fresh food, ingredients, new recipes to try, because we tend to order the same food over and over. Burgers, I'm trying to burgers. But HelloFresh is like, yo, what do you think about this? I'm like, oh yeah, I like it. So you should do that too, especially going into the new year. You want to eat right and get your rides together.
HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need with customizable orders every week. That's every 7 days equals a week. You can easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. HelloFresh's Easy Eats offering has a ton of quick and easy meal solutions, like over-ready and 10 to 20 minute meals, perfect for your busy schedule. Because we know you're busy. Go to HelloFresh.com/10JoJo and use the code 10JoJo for 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's like almost my age. Mm-hmm. And that's food.
So make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/10JoJo. Get your 10 free meals on him.
On me.
And now back to the show. So, what do you guys think about the character arc of the Mandalorian from season 1 through season 2? Beginning of season 1, he was all super regimented about the helmet and the robot, you know. The robot that was trying to save his life was like, but you can't see my face. The robot was like, I am totally your robot. Do you want to die?
Or he was willing to die.
He was willing to die. And then, at the end of season 2, for Baby Yoda's sake, he took his helmet off twice, I believe?
Yeah, twice.
Yeah.
The first time
to get Moff Gideon's coordinates.
Yeah.
And the second time, just to see Baby Yoda.
And then Baby Yoda was like, what do y'all think about that?
I think that's cool. I like how he was super uptight and never willing to do it in season 1. And then as season 2 happened, he was slowly realizing that it's kind of unnecessary. Yeah. And that he can show his face and other Mandalorians.
Yeah, everybody else.
He did it 3 times. He did it to put the Stormtrooper armor on.
Oh, yeah.
To break in to get the code. Well, I guess that's the first time he took his helmet off and you just, because Bill Burr's character was like, so what is it? Is it, we can't take your helmet off, you can't see your face, because that's not the same thing. He was just like, shut up.
That is true, though. He did bring a good point. Like, is it nobody can see your face or you can't take your helmet off?
Right.
Because those are two different things.
And then he did both anyway in that episode. But I feel like that was really good writing because it's like, are you going to stick to your morals or are you going to bend them? Because he could have kept his helmet on, but then he wouldn't have got the Moff Gideon's light cruiser coordinates, and Baby Yoda would have been. So it's like, okay, well, now I'm holding to my values, but at what cost? You know, like Thanos, like, and also, what did it cost you? Everything.
And also, everybody else that had a helmet on, every time they met a Mandalorian, they always took their helmets off. And he was just like, come on, man! No, see, like, the three girls, he was like, all right. Then Boba Fett, all right.
And the guy in the cantina, when he killed the Krayt dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was he a Mandalorian?
He wasn't. He was the only one that wasn't. He was like, well, I gotta kill you now. I was like, whoa, dude, I'm just wearing this. But I think it was cool because Boba Fett had the chain link. He had the, like, this is my dad's thing. And he was Mandalorian, so he was like, okay. And also, Bo-Katan, the two other people, I don't remember their names. Shasta Banks' character and the other guy. Like, the guy wasn't in the last episode.
No.
But anyway, those people, they were legit Mandalorians. But they had to, like, teach him about himself. Because they're like, oh, you're one of those Death Watch. I'm super serious. Imagine my face. And then he was like, wait, am I weird? Now he looks like the only weird Mandalorian because everybody else has a lot of values, but they don't take their, but they don't take the helmet thing off so seriously. I think that was really good character development.
And I kind of like how he's only ever taken off his helmet when he like needed to save something.
Yeah.
But in the last episode, he just took it off because he wanted Baby Yoda to actually see what he looked like.
Right.
And I thought that was a really nice moment.
I did too, especially because he was like, since he doesn't use the Force, and Ahsoka had to tell him what his name was, and Luke was like, he wants your permission. It was, I was like, I mean, I didn't cry because I'm a real one. But I was like, they've been through so much.
I was like, you better take your helmet off.
You better! And his hands were so little. And I was like, let him see.
I was close.
I was right.
I was like,
I'm not crying. It was just onions from HelloFresh, which you should order from.
Nice.
I do want to say something.
Yeah, say something, Joe. I had a question, but it went away.
So okay.
Fill in the air.
I did like the first robot.
Were you talking about the first season?
Yeah, the first season.
The where killer
had,
robot?
Yeah, that had a bunch of guns. I think he just looked really cool, and he was just really cool.
IG-11.
Do you remember this?
Dude, I nerd out on the show. I literally watch
Emergency Awesome. I
watch Emergency Awesome after every episode. And sometimes he makes two or three videos, and then I'm like, more Star Wars information? Ah!
This got me excited for more Star Wars content.
Dude, they really are like, they got Disney Plus really going. Because remember, we didn't watch Disney Plus. We watched the first Mandalorian season.
And then nothing.
Then we didn't watch anything. We watched Hamilton. And then nothing again. Mm-hmm. And then this season, and now the Mandalorian, I heard, is taking 2021 off, but Boba Fett's coming out next season.
I'm so excited for that.
Oh yes, Boba Fett's theme.
Mafia crime lord Boba Fett. That sounds awesome.
Because you know he's got no attachments to no nothing. So him being super crime, I'd be like, I'm down for crime. Totally forgot. We did not mention this. The Darksaber now belonging to the Mandalorian and not Bo-Katan. Mm-hmm. It's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
I want to see him use it a lot in season 3.
So is it as strong as a lightsaber? Or what is it?
I'm pretty sure it is. It's just a lightsaber. Yeah.
But it looks like, you know, the lightsaber is like
light.
And the darksaber comes out like a lightsaber, but it looks like a sword with the like light around it. You know what I mean?
I think it's made of the same materials, but I don't know for sure. I don't know.
I don't see why it would be something different.
Yeah, me neither.
Because you remember Moff Gideon cut through the ship the first time with that darksaber. So now he's like the leader of the, or he can take the throne back of Mandalore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now that he doesn't have Grogu, it's like, what else would he do besides take back his homeland?
But I mean, that was his original goal before he met the baby.
I thought he was just doing bounty hunters.
He was just bounty people.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And he has a lot of money now, too. Oh, yeah. Because he caught Moff Gideon alive.
Oh, yeah.
So he's rich. He's going to need a new ship. Remember?
Razor Crest.
The Razor Crest got blown up. So it was blown up so fast.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a...
Yeah, there
wasn't even a fight for it.
No.
It
wasn't even flying.
No.
He just all like his ship.
It wasn't running. There was no fight. There was a fight scene happening.
Yeah.
But there was no fight scene over the ship.
No.
They were just like, oh, there's this ship. Blow it up.
Oh, maybe it was something they don't catch. They couldn't chase him.
Well, I mean, yeah. You mean he couldn't run away?
No, because did they have... The Dark Troopers had the child by then, right? They just got him?
They blew it up before they
did?
Got there.
Yeah, it probably was so that they couldn't chase him.
Yeah, it probably was then.
But also, before you guys started talking about all that, it's a robot.
Oh, we did get sidetracked. Sorry. IG-11.
I like how he got, like, the character development there. Yeah, right, guys?
Hey,
character development?
just turn
the robot. The robot.
Screenwriting.
Okay. The robot saved him, and he was like, oh wow, robots aren't as bad as I thought. Yeah. But he was still like, he didn't trust them completely still. But yeah. then the robots fixed the ship. Was that before? Or was that after?
Switched either way, but
yeah.
What was that?
Remember?
That's when he met the girl.
Yeah. I forgot her name.
The girl that likes Baby Yoda. The ship girl, the old one.
Yeah.
Ship girl?
The one that had all the tiny robots the that fit the ship.
Oh, the lady who's always fixing his shit.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm saying
I don't know what you mean. I don't know
her name.
Yeah, I don't know her name.
She never really appears.
She doesn't go on my nerdy videos.
Yeah, but at first he was like, no robots.
Oh, no droids.
And then, or droids. And then later he was like, all right, whatever. Just let me fix it. So,
what was your favorite, episode of this season? Before the Luke one.
Oh, okay. I know
that one. Definitely Luke video to that. Take it.
Was it?
Yeah, that was awesome because that's when Boba Fett got his armor back, and the action in that episode was amazing.
That was the same episode because he was cracking people in the head with that thing? Stick thing. Yeah,
that was cool.
I don't know how they made Boba Fett cooler. They got a new theme for him.
They made Boba Fett cooler.
And he was already one of the most popular characters, but I was like, he was old and like. You know, been through some stuff.
He's older, he's bigger, but that makes him more awesome.
And the fact that he's not dead, he survived that whole time without his best car. He used a rocket in that episode.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. That was funny, too. I was going for the other one.
How does he reload the rocket thing?
I have the same question. Does he have one on the ship at all times?
I think he has one on the ship or something.
Did they ever explain that, though?
No, we're just guessing.
Okay.
Also, totally unrelated but completely related. Boba Fett dropping that blue thing when he was...
Oh my gosh!
It was so awesome.
Well, actually, that might be my favorite episode because when they infiltrated, that was a good one.
Boba Fett is just so cool.
When it blew up and then it was like...
When it came in, I was like... And we have been seeing the Dark Troopers in the like theme. They had never been out. When they came out, I was like, oh my god. They were like evil, they had the red eyes, there's no humans. You know, they're just like
when that scientist was like I forgot what happened, but there was a person that asked the scientist, I think, like how did you upgrade the drone? Not the droids, the troopers. Mm-hmm. And he was like, we fixed the one flaw. They asked, what was that? The humans. And I was like,
They're not humans! They're complete robots! And they broke my gun!
Remember when he was punching Mando? He was eating
us. The best car!
His armor? I think that really shows how strong his armor is. Because they were breaking through that wall.
They were punching that wall.
They were punching the
wall. Oh, they probably had 11 more punches, and they were dead.
And he was just boom, boom.
And the blaster wasn't even working on it.
Oh, no, blasters are pretty much useless at this point. I mean, unless it's stormtroopers, everybody has armor.
Unless it's stormtroopers. Stormtroopers are always getting.
They have the worst armor ever.
They get shot in the shoulder, they're like, ugh.
The second to last episode is the only episode where I saw a stormtrooper like have amazing aim.
Is that the one where they were infiltrating that base?
Yeah, you remember that one scene where they were shooting the pirates?
Oh my gosh.
I was
like, why are they not missing? The stormtroopers are hitting everyone.
They were the good guys in that episode.
Yeah, they were like, yo, guys.
Yeah. You guys made
Empire,
it
right? This guy gets it. Total world domination. Hey-o.
I don't know how, like, every single episode, or even in Star Wars, stormtroopers either miss or the armor blocks it or it's a lightsaber. But that one episode where it benefited the good guys, they didn't miss a single shot.
Stormtroopers have never been intimidating in Star Wars ever. Have you ever remember seeing a stormtrooper thinking, oh no, our heroes might die?
That's actually a good point. They really always get killed. Darth Vader, it's the bigger Darth Vader, Darth Maul, Count Dooku, the Emperor, but the stormtroopers, even if there's a lot of them, it's just like, okay,
awesome. When there's a lot of them, it's just a cooler fight scene.
Yeah. But the AT-ATs? Those big stuffer things? Those are like...
Why didn't they bring those? Oh, they, if they
They were, remember in the water episode, they weren't fighting, but they were using it to like, they pulled his ship out of the water with one of those. They haven't been using them as fights in fights though. In season one there was one, right?
There was one.
I don't remember.
Because they had tried to trick it to fall into the water. It was when he was in one of those planets.
Yeah, there was
one. In one of those planets?
They had to like use it. They had to get the whole village to fight the big AT-AT.
Yeah, because they were like, look man, we're farmers and these guys keep stealing our stuff. Help us. And he was like, nah. They're like, well, man, come on. And he's like, all right. And then they had one of those and they had to like trick it into falling into the water.
Now I remember. I didn't remember a single thing until now.
Yeah.
I really just remembered when you said it was a village and yeah, okay.
So let me ask you, what are you guys most excited to see? Obi-Wan show, Ahsoka, Boba Fett, or The Mandalorian season 2?
Boba Fett. It's between Boba Fett and Mandalorian, and I love Mandalorian, but I mean Boba Fett is new, so also Boba Fett is Boba Fett.
It's between the Obi-Wan series and the Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah,
I am so excited for both of those.
I want to see the Book of Boba Fett and Ahsoka. Because Ahsoka
was awesome.
Remember that fog scene? Yes.
She was so cool!
She was just going back into the fog like, I am the knight. Like Batman.
She was so great!
That was so cool though, and then you kept imitating her, and you were like, "What am I? Who am I?"
I did do that for like 4 days.
That was an awesome episode.
She was so cool, man. Her cape blocked the fire.
Oh yeah.
That fight scene of her against the other woman.
Oh yeah, when she had the spear thing.
She had the spear, and Ahsoka had the. I mean, I knew she was gonna win, but it was pretty. It's pretty good fight. Mm-hmm. And that, I feel like that Beskar thing, that might be his best weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
It competes with the and lightsaber. It destroyed
the. And the darksaber.
I wonder if he's going to fight Bo-Katan for that in the next season.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you can't fight for fate. You really got to defeat him in battle.
He was just like, take it, man. Just do it.
He's like, I don't know all the rules about this stuff, man. I don't care. Yeah, I'm rich now.
There wasn't really any more people in that room besides them.
Yeah, but that's the thing that's interesting. So she might not take her helmet off. I mean, she might take her helmet off, but the other rules are really important to her. And that rule is like, you know what I mean? She's not just like rogue and like doesn't play by any of the rules, but it's just the helmet thing is not one. And also she lost that. I was nerding out. She lost that darksaber in battle. So it was given to her once. Because somebody stole that thing from Darth Maul.
Darth Maul had it from
there? Yeah, Darth Maul had it for a little bit. This is why I nerd out. Because I don't want to know everything. But so they gave it to her once. And that's kind of like the rule of their people. Like, if it was lost in battle, it can't be given to you again. Like, if you found it, or the person died or whatever, that's one thing. But they gave it to her, she lost it in battle, so nobody can't just give it to her again, especially the guy who won it in battle. And he's also Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he's basically the best they have out there right now. She lost to Moff Gideon.
Yeah.
Maybe when he was younger. He was,
that really explained why she wanted to attack Moff Gideon. Because at first I was like,
leave him alive, please. Just do it.
Yeah. And I didn't know why. I was like, why do you care about that so much?
I thought she just wanted revenge or something.
That's what I thought.
I was like, okay, revenge, who cares?
Yeah.
But she was like, I wanted the darksaber, and I was like, ooh, I'm gonna have a fight scene.
And Moff Gideon knew that, and that's why
was a great reveal.
He was like, ooh, look what happened.
I remember when he was like, I assume that all of your teammates are in the headquarters thing, and they're panicking because I'm not there, and I'm here with you and the baby.
And the baby was just like,
I really wish they did more with his force. I know they did.
Baby Yoda?
Yeah. I know they did.
He kept wanting to sleep. He's like, goofy. Nah.
I understand that, but like, for a while, they just didn't use him.
No, yeah. They would just be dropping him off in a planet like, man, watch this baby. I gotta go.
Yeah,
he was doing a lot of side quests.
The first four episodes. I love side quests.
I love The Mandalorian, but in the first few episodes, I was just like, can we do something more?
It was always like, I need this piece of information. I'll give it to you, but first, you gotta help me change my tire. But I have spiders.
The spider episode, I was like, bro.
That was just what?
It was funny though, because Baby Yoda kept eating those eggs. He was like, these things are delicious, bro. He ate like, and it was like a, that lady's whole like life, all her lineage, and he was just like, well, what if I eat it? And he's the one that woke the spiders up. He was messing everything up.
Yeah, in that episode, I was like, just use the force on a spider. That would be great.
That
would
have been cool.
But he gets tired. But like for the next 15, obviously not 15, but like 5-4 episodes, he doesn't use it ever. They never show him being more tired after the first episode.
Yeah. That show's great, man.
It's a great show.
I just love it so much. Shout out to Jon Favreau.
Yeah, they're saving Star Wars right now.
They are. Because
after the new trilogy.
Jon Favreau, you know who Happy is in Iron Man?
Happy?
The guy who's always in Iron Man. Big dude. Fro. He was the one in Spider-Man Homecoming. He was like, Nick Fury wants to see you.
What?
You'll recognize him when I show you this picture.
Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau. Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
Dave Filoni. Filoni. Remember him from Iron Man? I'll put him in his suit and you'll know him.
I still don't.
You don't know? Joe will not realize
that.
No, I don't.
You don't remember this guy?
He's not.
Oh, that guy! I don't know why a different picture.
This is the most recent picture. Saw him in Spider-Man. That's why.
That was just the same picture with a different person.
Yeah, that guy is the guy who, he's the showrunner for Mandalorian.
Oh, okay.
And Dave Filoni helps him, and he's the one who did Clone Wars, which is cool too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yoda was fighting him, man. He was like, fight you, I will. It's funny because he can run and jump and flip and fight, but then when he walks, he's just like, but
he's like an athlete, but also old.
He's super old and he's not fighting. If he's fighting, he can go. If he's not, he's like, walk slow, I live.
Why does he talk like that?
I don't know.
I talk like this, Valerie.
I think it's just his alien language thing, yeah. But I feel like it fits his character.
It does.
I can't imagine Yoda talking like, yes, I am Yoda.
It would be so weird. I'm going to train you.
I will train you, Skywalker. Stop doing that!
I think that voice.
You really can't talk clearly in that voice. You gotta do the whole thing. Trip? No, you can't.
I will train you. That sounds backwards.
The backwards are backwards.
Yeah. Well,
was that it?
That was it.
Wait, I do want to ask, what do you guys have any idea of what might happen? Like, what do you think his next Mandalore will be? Or do you just have any idea that it might be cool?
Retake Mandalore. He's got to be his thing.
Okay.
How he does it. Knowing him, he's got to do all these things, meet these people. You can't just go take it. I don't know who has it or anything about it. But that's got to be what the next season's about.
Okay. I know the fight. There's like a fight scene every episode. Mm-hmm. What do you think the best one was? I just want to do mine first. Okay. It was probably the one where he was fighting, what's that girl's name? The police girl?
Gina Carano?
No, Cara Dune.
Cara Dune, that's her name.
What's her name?
Cara Dune.
Cara Dune?
Oh.
Gina Carano's her real name. She used to do UFC.
I have no idea who that is.
Is that the one when Baby Yoda had the soup?
Yeah, the one when Baby Yoda had the soup. That was probably my favorite fight scene. And the Dark Trooper, but I mean.
I liked when he fought the Rhino. Because that was the first time we realized that Baby Yoda had powers like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the Baby Yoda reveal in episode 1, mm-hmm. that was awesome. Mm-hmm. That was so good. Mm-hmm. I love that moment. The little finger stuff.
But the best fight of all was Luke versus the Dark Troopers.
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, well.
And the music was good, too.
The Mandalorian fight.
Woo! Oh, Mandalorian fight.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if it was, like, anybody, it would definitely be.
He was fighting good when he was fighting off those pirates, too. But I wouldn't say it was the best one.
Yeah.
The best fight would be when he fought Ahsoka.
That was so short, though.
That was, yeah, it was good.
Especially
when
she blocked the fire with her cloak. I was like, okay, black girl. Mm. Rosario Dawson black, so Ahsoka black. I don't care. Black girl.
What about you, father?
I just said.
Which one?
Ahsoka versus Mandalorian.
Yeah. No, I said him fighting the rhino thing.
Oh, that was your actual favorite?
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's say that. I mean, that was a good fight scene, but I guess
the Boba Fett fight scene with the clone things count because that was
Mandalorian was he kept was trying. Cool. He was just trying to get Baby Yoda though. He was dumb. He was like, okay. Like, dude, that's not working. You got knocked unconscious the first time.
Okay, so if you guys can't decide, just any favorite. The Luke one.
Probably the Cara Dune one, because that was a pretty long fight.
Cara Dune.
Cara Dune, that's her character.
The girl where Baby Yoda broke it up by one.
When you find Ahsoka, yeah, that was my favorite.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to add about anything Mandalorian, Star Wars?
Great music. Boba Fett's theme is
Ludwig Göransson.
Music is very good.
So good. Boba Fett's
theme. Woo! This was another episode of I Don't Know.
Happy New Year. See you guys next week.
Merry Christmas, New Year.
That's
a Merry New Year to you too.
Bye.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.